Hey, what's up?
I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Easy Life, where we do what is hard now so we can live easy later. This is the podcast for people who crave purpose, peace, and balance. Thank you for taking the time to come hang out with me. Today is your day. Let's get after it. This is episode 69, titled The Key to Manifesting Greatness. I feel like manifesting has been the word of 2018. Am I right? I am all about some positive manifesting, but I realized this morning that I'm not exactly sure what that means. Thank God for Google. So here's what Google Dictionary says. Manifest means to display or show a quality of feeling by one's action or appearance, to demonstrate. Okay, that wasn't really helpful. So here are some other search results. Manifesting 101, mastering the art of getting what you want. 7 steps to manifesting anything you want. Ah, yes. That feels more on par with what I was thinking. How to get anything you want. But I do feel like it's kind of a trap, right? Do you guys feel like this too? Like an old bait and switch? I mean, can it really just be as easy as manifesting greatness? Like I just think that I'm going to be a billionaire or have a yacht or whatever and it just happens? Is it really that easy? I think Marianne Weislich of MyBodyAndSoul.com had a great breakdown of what manifesting is and how to use it. She said, manifesting is acquiring the experience of what it is you want to feel and be, believing and living in that experience, and then allowing it to come into form. Whether you wish to manifest something big, like a successful career, or small, like a holiday, it is all up to you. All right, I can get on board with that. Although there was a lot of words in there, so let's break it down a bit. She starts by saying manifesting is acquiring experience of what it is you want to feel and be. So basically the first part of manifesting greatness is simply deciding who or what you want to be. No big deal, it's just one of life's great big questions. But seriously, this is one of the most difficult and important parts of manifesting. Deciding, not thinking or hoping, but deciding what you want to do and who you want to be. That is a huge ask, and it can be completely overwhelming. But here's the thing. We don't have to be stuck to one way. There are lots of ways to feel happy, energized, and purposeful. And I'm making a big assumption here that that's probably what you want out of your life. And maybe that's not true, but those are some good things to start with. We're not going to have time to dive deep into how to find your purpose today, but if you are really needing that, please go check out episode 48, Finding the Meaning of Life. But I will leave you this quick little nugget. My dad always told me as I kind of journeyed through my career to turn over stones. Just keep flipping them over. You never know until you try. So keep trying. But today I really want us to talk about the one key to manifesting your greatness. And that is found in the last part of the excerpt from Marianne. Let's hear it again. Believing and living in the experience, and then allowing that experience to come into form. We have to believe and really see and visualize what greatness is for our lives. I'm sure you've heard this before and maybe even given it a shot, but how often do you really do this? How often do you visualize great things for your life? I know that I could really improve in this area, and it's just so imperative, guys. It's imperative for all of us because if we really want to manifest greatness, we need to live and breathe our visualizations. Have you ever heard Jim Carrey talk about his story of success? Listen to this.
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, or 3 years maybe, and I dated it Thanksgiving 1995, and I put it in my wallet, and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated and stuff. But then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million on, I think it was Dumb and Dumber.
That is straight up manifesting. How amazing, right? He was so clear on his vision, and that one moment gave him the confidence to continue skyrocketing his success. We truly can do anything we decide to do, and that is the one key factor to manifesting our greatness. We have to make up our minds, and we have to decide that we are no longer going to stand in our own way. I think people who are truly successful have figured this out. They have figured out that they are the only ones who can hold themselves back, and by transforming and setting their mind, by manifesting a life they really want, they get out of their own way. Man, I hope you guys are getting value from this today, because I sure am. This week, I was setting my goals for 2019 for Heezy Life, and I was writing down that I wanted to increase my listeners to 1,500. And I was writing that, I started to feel all this fear creep in and the doubts just clouding my mind. Like, who am I? Why would people listen to me? I mean, what can I really offer? But then my gracious Savior reminded me that it's not about me. It's never been about me. It's about you, about God working through me to uplift you. So I allowed myself to push past my fears and insecurities to see the truth. I gave myself the space to really analyze and dissect how I was doing and what I needed to do to be better for you. And one of the things I did was look at the data. Oh man, the data. I did this once before last year, and it was so incredibly deflating that I haven't done it since. And I am super embarrassed to say that, because at work, I tell people all day long, look at the data, listen to our users, create real value, be realistic, and yet I am rejecting my own advice. Like, it makes me crazy. But it feels so good to be honest. It feels so good to just say that out loud and be like, man, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think that honesty will really help bring clarity to our lives. As I stopped and allowed myself to see the truth, I realized that honestly, I was doing pretty good. For not advertising at all, I had almost 500 plays on SoundCloud alone last month. And that is amazing to me. Like, yes, patting myself on the back. Thank you guys. But why did I bury my head in the sand? Looking at that allowed me to see that people often listen to more than one episode, and it also motivated me to reach out to Spotify again. A few months ago, certain podcasts could only be on Spotify, and yet I still applied. I was like, I can do this. But I never heard back from them, and I guess they just rejected my request. But by allowing myself to see the truth and be more open and honest, I was able to see more clearly. I was able to reapply and realize that they were now accepting all podcasts. And I'm so happy to say that I am officially on Spotify. Woohoo! And the coolest part was that I manifested that. I made that happen. No one could do it for me. I had to get out of my own way and just do it. I wonder what it is for you today. What is that thing that you cannot seem to get around? That roadblock or situation that has just stifled you. I wonder what would happen if you manifested a different reality. If you imagined, really visualized yourself overcoming it and emerging victorious. What would happen? Try it out and let me know how it goes. But be careful, because you might just change your life. I'll end with this quote by Stephen Richards. Success will be within your reach only when you start reaching for it. Reach out for success today, and remember that you and your mind are the key to manifesting greatness. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. I'd love to continue this conversation. DM me on Instagram or connect with me on my website at heezy.life. Have a great day and keep it heezy, my friend.